സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
Page 79, second part, verse 1.
Chaitanyam sarvagam sarvam. Sarvabhuta guhashayam. Yat sarva vishayatitam. തസ്മൈ സർവവിദേ നമഃ. സമാപയ്യ ക്രിയാ സർവം ദാരാജ്ഞാധാന പൂർവികാഃ ബ്രഹ്മവിദ്യാമഥേദാനീ വക്തും വേദഃ പ്രചക്രമേ.
ഹാവിംഗ് ഇൻട്രൊഡ്യൂസ്ഡ് ദി പ്രയർ വേർസ്, ആചാര്യ എൻ്ററിംഗ് ദി സബ്ജക്ട് മാറ്റർ ഇൻ ദിസ് first chapter, which is known as Upodghata Prakaranam. Upodghata means introduction. Introduction in the form of Anubandha Chatushtayam, the subject matter, to whom it addresses, and the benefit, Vishayaha, Adhikari, Prayojanam, Sambandha. So this is the central theme of the first chapter. In this second sloka, Shankaracharya remembers the first sutra of Vyasacharya, the first sutra of Brahma Sutra, Adhato Brahma Jignasa. Keeping this sutra in his mind, Shankaracharya writes the second shloka onwards. Brahma atha idanim. Brahma jignasa, the word occurs in the sutra. He takes here Brahma. The atha word also comes in the sutra, first sutra, which we saw in our Brahma Sutra classes. That atha word also Acharya points out here. The second shloka, Brahma, Jignasa and atha, two words he quotes. But Jignasa word he is not using that, but Brahma word he uses. Then ataha, later he takes 3, 4, 5, these three shlokas communicate ataha, what is the meaning of ataha. So he is going to talk about athato brahma jignasa, so which we saw in the second shloka in the last class. Atha means thereafter. After acquiring sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, atha means thereafter. Thereafter means after acquiring sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. The four sadhanas required, they are viveka, vairagya, shamadamadi, shakka sampatti, mumukshutvam. After acquiring that, one has to inquire into Brahman, Brahma jignasa. One has to inquire into Brahman. അഥ ഇദാനീം ബ്രഹ്മ ബ്രഹ്മേദ അഥ ഇദാനീം ഹി സേസ് ഇൻ ദ സെക്കൻഡ് ശ്ലോക സെക്കൻഡ് ലൈൻ ബ്രഹ്മവിദ്യാം അഥ ഇദാനീം that Brahma Jignasa, he puts the word Brahma Vidya, means teaching. After acquiring sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, one has to inquire into Brahman, is the meaning. After acquiring sadhana chatushtaya sampatti means, Acharya says, Veda talks about sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, how to acquire. Karmakanda of Veda presents karmas and upasanas to acquire sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. So samapaya, he says, Veda tells, kriyaha samapaya, sarva kriyaha samapaya. Having completed that karma yoga and upasana yoga, how one can perform those rituals? Brahmachari has got only limited activities. He cannot do all rituals. Brahmachari cannot do all rituals. He is having only limited rituals. So to perform rituals, which rituals are meant to acquire sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, he has to enter into grihastashrama. Therefore, Dara, he said. Dara means wife. Having entered into grihastashrama, the wife, along with the wife, he has to do all rituals. What are the rituals? Acharya point out that also, which is given in the Upanishad. Chodana, Lakshana, Dharmaha. That injunctions, that rituals enjoined by, not enjoyed by, but enjoined, prescribed by the Shastra. They are all to be practiced by that grihastha. So for that, Agni Adhanam, Agnyadhaya, Purvika, Agnyadhana Purvika, he said. So this grihastha does lighting the fire is called Adhanam, Agni Adhanam. After lighting that fire continues, and he does Homa. That Homa Kunda is in different shapes. It is lot of different shapes. He has to do Adhanam, that fire he has to put in that. Garhapatyagni, Dakshinagni, Avahaniyagni. Like that, there are lot of rituals he has to perform. Agnyadhana Purvikan, he said. Agnyadhana means preparing the fire. Special fire, that is called special fire. Only grihastha can do. Along with wife, she has to stand behind. Okay. So Agni Adhanam, special fire for the performance of all rituals. So this special fire with specific mantras. That's why Acharya quotes Agni Adhanam. Special fire he has to kindle with special mantras. Then that fire has to be continued until last breath. This fire alone they will use. Okay, nowadays nobody is using, but that is the injunction given by Shastra. Therefore, what? That Dharaha, that is a big compound sentence for grammar students. Dharaha cha Ajnadhanancha Purvam Yasyaha Sa. The whole sentence. Dara Ajnadhana Purvika. After Veda's commandment, what Veda does, having done lot of karmas, now I am going to give you separate sadhanas for further upliftment of your life journey. Having talked about karma kanda elaborately, Veda is going to enter about Brahma Vidya. Adhato dharma jignasa over. Now adhato brahma jignasa going to be started. Who says? Shankaracharya says, this way Veda is talking. Veda talking means Veda is presenting. First it talks about karma kanda for the sake of refinement, purity, and jnana kanda for clarity. Karma kanda Veda purva is for purity. Purva for purity. Okay. Uttara bhaga of Veda for clarity. Clarity about means understanding. Clear understanding about one's nature, Atma Swarupam. So one kanda is for purity, one kanda is for clarity. Okay? Nice design. I said this is a grand design. First let us understand what is the design. That itself is a trouble for us. So Vedic design to understand, you need a mind set that which can be grasped. So therefore he says, Veda Purva Bhaga Anantaram Veda Amta Bhaga, Veda is starting, he says. Then from third shloka onwards, especially third and fourth shloka, he presents about Ataha, that word which occurs in Brahma Sutra, first sutra. Athato Brahma Jignasa. Atha, Ataha, Brahma Jignasa. Thereafter, therefore, inquire into Brahman. Therefore means therefore. Now, two shlokas he is talking. Three and four. Okay. Now we will read that third shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. Page number 80.
Karmani deha yogartham. Deha yoge priya priye. Dhuvayasyatam tator ragaham. Dveshaischaiva tatah kriyaham. Dharma dharmau tato jnasyam. Deha yogas tatha punah. Evam nitya pravruttoyam. Samsaras chakravad bhrusham.
This ataha word is taken here. Ataha means since. Since means since karma cannot give moksha, since jnanam alone can give moksha, one can switch over to jnana kanda from karma kanda. So first we have to enter into karma kanda, perform rituals and get maturity and grow gracefully out of karma kanda, come to jnana kanda. Otherwise what will happen? You will be in samsara chakra. Chakra means wheel. The wheel is endless. Endlessly it is moving. Your samsara chakram is also endless. So he is telling, what is the cause for samsara? The reason, cause for samsara. That whole thing he is giving, these two shlokas are very important. Always I am using samsara, samsara, samsara. What is samsara means, this shloka if you by heart, you always remember what is samsara. Now look into the line, first line. Karmani deha yogartham. Karmani means all rituals, whatever person is performing. Karmani, innumerable rituals, activities, all of them for what purpose? Deha yogartham. Deha means body. Yoga means sambandha. deha sambandhartham, to get the human body, and they are all related to human body. Deha sambandhaha karmani, sambandhartham, for the sake of performance of karmas only. Body is meant for what? Doing this or that, something or other, always. We never sit quietly. Body is meant for that only. Therefore, karmani deha yogartham, number one. Step number one. Then, second step. Deha yoge priya priye. Once you get the body, by doing punya papa mishra karma, one gets this human body. By ubhabhyam manushya janma, by doing some punya papa karmas, one gets body. After getting body, what comes next? Priya apriya, pleasant and unpleasant experiences. Priya and apriya. Priya means pleasant, apriya means unpleasant. Priya means favorable, apriya means unfavorable. Priya priya, priyamcha apriyamcha priya priye, dvitiya. Dvandva samasa, dvitiya vibhakti. Priya priye, prathama vibhakti divachana, priya priye. Deha yoge, how this priya priye happens, takes place, na? Deha yoge, because you have deha sambandha, therefore priya priya bound to come. How Acharya says this? Shruti says, as long as navai sasharirasya sataha priya priyoho apahati rasti, as long as one has body, he or she cannot escape from priya and apriya, favorable and unfavorable, pleasant and unpleasant, likes and dislikes. I like it, priyam. I don't like it, apriyam. So these are bound to be there. Priya priye dhruve syatam. Full stop. You have to put a full stop. Priya priye deha yoge priya priye dhruve means definite. Syatam means will be there. They are definitely be there. Priya priya you cannot avoid after getting body. I don't want priyam and apriyam. Impossible. So sasharirasya sataha, as long as you have body, na apahati rasti priya priya yoho. Priya priyam both bound to come. Whether you like it or not, they will come. Syatam asdhatoho vidhiling. Syat syatam syuhu. Priya priye is divachanam. Therefore syatam also divachanam vidhiling. Prathama purusha divachanam. Full stop. Then because of that, ittataha ataha, you have to come out of karma kanda to jnana kanda. Since this karma kanda has got all these problems. No, karmani, because of karmas, body. Because of body, you get priya priyam, pleasant and unpleasant experiences. Because of, why unpleasant, pleasant experiences? Because of body. These unpleasant, pleasant experiences, tataha, because of this, means priya priyabhyam. Tataha means because of these two. These two means priya priyabhyam. Tataha raga dvesha cha eva. Raga and dvesha are bound to come. Once priya vastu is there, whom I like, what I like, it is there in front of me, I develop raga, attachment. I like that person, I want. First, I like and I want. This is called raga. Priya vishaye raga ha, apriya vishaye dveshaha, respectively. You have to put sataha means because of priya and apriya, raga dvesha comes. Generally, certain things, certain people whom we don't like, and their apriyam, dvesha comes aversion. So priya priya leads to what? Raga dvesha. Raga dvesha means likes and dislikes. Priya vishaye liking, apriya vishaye disliking. And moonje mari poidum. Face itself changes na, and words also will change. So these are all you all know better than me. Okay, raga dvesha cha, raga dvesha cha eva bhavatah. You have to supply bhavatah. They are bound to be there. Full stop. Then see the step by step how acharya is developing. So because of karma, deha. Because of deha sambandha, priya priya. Because of priya priyam, liking, priya priyam means favorable, unfavorable, you get raga dvesha. Because of raga dvesha, not over. No, chakram. Tataha, because of this priya priya, kriyaha. Kriyaha means your activities are based upon your attachment and aversion. If you like to go to so and so program, you like it. Kriya means you go forward, you go there. If you don't like, what? You don't go there. So kriya based on, your activity based on your raga and dvesha. Your raga dvesha based on your priya and apriya. Your priya and apriya based on your body relation. Your body relation is because of karma. So what na? Later, dharma dharmau, tataha dharma dharmau kriyaha. That's why second sloka also you have to connect to the first sloka. Tataha dharma dharmau kriyaha. Or tataha kriyaha, you put a full stop, then you can take tataha dharma dharmau bhavataha. Again, bhavataha you have to supply. Since you are having raga dvesha, you do certain kriyas, activities. Going further towards that, going away from that. Either going towards that person or towards that object you want to get, or if you don't like it, you don't want to go and you remain. So this raga vishaye, what you do? Punya karma. If you like it, you go on doing certain noble actions. Certain noble actions you do. Suppose you don't like it, dvesha is there, suppose. You don't want that person or object, and you want, somehow you want to get out of from that, you violate dharma also. Adharma also, you are inclined to do that. So people have aversion towards certain objects, they do adharmic actions. They violate that dharma. So they do adharmic actions. Means punya papa karma. Raga vishaye sometimes punya papa karma, dvesha vishaye also sometimes punya papa karma. That you have to do homework, that is for you. What punyam we are doing when, what papam we are doing when which raga is pulling us to do which action, we have to think. So acharya is just presenting objectively. Tatah kriyaha dharma dharmau tataha. So dharma dharmau sukrita karma, duskrita karma. Because of my liking, I do certain actions. I don't bother whether it is sukrutam or duskrutam. Because I like, that's why I am doing. Since I don't like it, I do some duskruta karma. Even I know that is duskruta karma. Because of my liking, I commit that duskruta karma, evil action, wrong action. So both are bound to be there. No? Then what? Next. After dharma dharmau tataha, full stop. Then what happens? Deha yogaha tatha punaha ajnasya. Because of this punya papa karma, again what comes? Next body is ready. Next body is ready because of your present punya papa karma. present punya, I want to give the order now, reverse order we have to go. Reversal order we have to go. Where he has stopped now, deha yogaha tatha punaha. Again you are going to be associated with body. Why? Because of punya papa karma. Again I will get body because of my previous punya papa karma. Why previous punya papa karma? Why I have done that? Because of my raga dvesha. Because of certain activities. Kriyaha. Why I did that kriyas, that activities? Because of raga dvesha. Attachment and aversion. Why I have that attachment and aversion? Because of my likes and dislikes, priya and apriya, favorable, unfavorable experience. Why you have unfavorable, favorable experience? Because of I am associated with the body. Why you are associated with the body? Because of my actions. This is a chakram. This chakra continues again and again. Karma, deha sambandha, priya priya, raga dvesha, karma, punya punya karma, kriyaha and punya punya karma. Dharma dharma means punya apunya. Adushkrutam. Then punya punya leads to deha sambandha. Deha yoge punaha. What is this? Chakram, samsara chakram. Chakravat. Chakravat means like a wheel. This samsara, vrisham, means always, all the time continuously going on. Nityam, nitya pravrittaha ayam samsaraha. This samsara is nitya pravrittaha, non-stop, going on and on, evam means in this manner. In this manner means, as I said, in the third sloka, fourth sloka, first line, whole chakram, you have to draw an arrow. Because of this, this comes. Because of this, this comes. Like that, you have to put an arrow and look into that. You can put it like a circle also. Okay? Circle like that, you put nice chakram comes. Murukuma. Okay, now you understand what is chakram. Kama, karma, janma, pravaha. Therefore, yatha karmatito lokaha kshiyate, evameva amutra punyatito lokaha. This is from Upanishad only. It says, when you do certain karmas here, afterwards you get phalam. After exhausting that phalam, again you do fresh karmas, again phalam comes, again you do fresh karmas, that phalam you exhaust, again karmas you do. Similarly, if you do punya karmas, you go to heaven also. After exhausting that punya karma, again you will come back. Amutra means heaven also, that punya will exhaust. From swarga you will come back. Shine punye martya lokam kuvam karayinile vishanti. That is the samsara chakra. This is the description of samsara chakra. That agnyasya, of that person who is having ignorant. This is the story of whom? Acharya says, this is the story of agnani. Ajnanam is the samsara karanam. So, what is the nimittam karanam of samsara means ajnanam, ajnasya. The one who has got ajnanam is called ajnaham. Karmam is the nimittam. Why he does karma? Because of ajnanam. Ajnana leads to karma. So, karma is the nimittam for janma. Karma nimittam means karanam. Samsaram is the karyam, naimittikam. Nimitta, naimittikam. Nimitta means karanam, naimittikam means karyam. Karana karya sambandhaha, between karma and samsara. Therefore, nimitta bhave naimittika bhavaha. If you remove this, you are avoiding karma. Which karma you are doing because of ajnanam, therefore destroy ajnanam, karma, kartrutvam will go away, then next what? Samsara won't be there. Nimitta abhave, karana abhave, karma abhave, naimittika abhavaha, or karya abhavaha, or samsara abhavaha. So raga, dvesha, priya, apriya, punya, papa, all this because of ajnanam. Root cause is ajnanam. In the 15th chapter also we saw, ashrathamenam suvirudhamulam asangashastrena dhridena chitva. You have to uproot this samsara vriksha. Evam nityam pravruttau ayam samsaraha. It is continuous, non-stop. Next shloka, number 5. Acharya want to emphasize, karma only prepares the person for moksha. Karma will never give moksha. Many people say, that means many other systems of philosophies and other people say, karma gives moksha. So the karma will never give moksha. Nanyah pantha ayanaya vidyate. For moksha there is only one marga, there are no many margas, there are no many paths. Jnanat evat kaivalyam he is going to establish now. So you are bound, you are in samsara because of karma. As long as you do so and so karma, either punya papa, you are going to get with association with the body. Therefore you have to renounce karma. First we have to do karma, it is said, again we have to give up. You enter karma, perform karma, mature and come out. But never expect moksha out of karma. Karma cannot give moksha, it gives only purity. Now he says, to remove this ajnanam, jnanam alone is the solution. Now he want to establish jnanam, jnanat evat kaivalyam. That's what he want to establish. So up to 3, 4, 5 he communicates jnanat eva mokshaha, he is telling. In the 5th shloka also we will read. Ajnanam tasya mulasyat. Iti tadhanamishyate. Brahma vidyata arabdham. Tato nishreya sambhavet. Actually from 3rd shloka onwards, this is the introduction of Ataha. He goes up to 23rd shloka more elaborately for Ataha word. Ataha means in Tamil Adanal. Therefore Adanal, that he go on elaborating up to 23rd means 21 shlokas, he is explaining the word Ataha, which occurs in Brahma Sutra, Vashtu Sutra. Okay, now he says here, jnanena tu kaivalyam, he is going to say. Tasya means kasyan, samsarasya, of that samsara. Which samsara I have described in above 2 shlokas, that samsara. Moolam, its root cause. Moolam means root. Its root or its support, it is resting upon ajnanam, ignorance, self-ignorance. So tasya means samsarasya, moolam means the root, the support is ajnanam, self-ignorance. Ajnanam syat, ajnanam is the cause for samsara. Iti tadhanam ishyate, tadhanam means tat hanam tadhanam. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವೇದ ಅಂತ ಆರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕಾಂಡ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಯು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ಟು ಯು ಯು ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದೋಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ನೌ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ that you have to destroy that samsara. This is like, why I have to enter into karma, why I have to get deha sambandha, why I have to get priya priya and raga dvesha punya punya karma, why na prakshalana dhipankasya durad asparshanam varam, why shastra prescribe chodana lakshana arthaha. Shastra prescribe this action, that action, do this and that and all. Now Shastra is telling, give up and come back. Why I have to enter? The question may arise. Why I have to enter into a dirty water and come back and wash my legs? Let me not enter into that karma which is binding me, samsara karanam. Why I have to enter? For that Shastra says, without karma, you cannot come to jnanam. Without karma, karma yoga, jnanam is impossible. That is why I have prescribed. Don't say it is waste. Jnanam is impossible without karma, therefore you perform. But karma is incomplete without jnanam. So these two words we have to remember. However much you do karma, puja, rituals, lot of things you do, you will never be free from this ignorance. Which ignorance is samsara karanam. Therefore, karma is incomplete without knowledge. Knowledge is impossible without karma, that which purifies you, gives jnana yogyata. So which one you want to practice, tell me now. First practice karma yoga, get purity, then come to Upadesha Sahasri class. Who says Veda tells, this is the Vedic design. Are you getting Vedic design? In the grand design marka kodadu. So karma, later Brahma. Karma, later Brahma. So that is important. He says, tasya samsarasya moolam ajnanam syat iti tat samsaram hanamishyate. You must destroy that samsara. Means what? Tat means here ragadvesha. You must drop your ragadvesha. Which ragadvesha? Both of them are because of priya-priya. Which priya-priya is because of deha abhimana. Which deha abhimana is because of previous karma. Therefore, drop your doership. Drop your ahankara. Which ahankara is the cause for ragadvesha. Ragadvesha, both are the culprits. Attachment and aversion. All the time, attachment, aversion. Therefore, tat hanam ishyate. One has to destroy the destruction of ignorance. Tat means ajnanasya. Tat samsarasya moola karanam ajnanam. Tat hanam means ajnana hanam ishyate. Shastra desires, Veda anta desire that you have to destroy that samsara karanam ajnanam. Ajnanam is the samsara karanam. Therefore, you have to destroy ajnanam. Ajnanam keeps you as what? Ajnanam keeps you as what? Ajnani. If you have ajnanam, you are called as what? Ajnani. So, ajnanam keeps you as ajnani. Ajnanam keeps you as ajnani. Ignorance keeps you as ignorant. As long as you are ignorant, you are in samsara chakra. So samsara is because of ignorance, which ignorance keeps you as ignorant. Therefore, you want to become wise, you want to be free from ignorance, What is opposite to ajnanam? Jnanam. Through jnanam, you destroy ajnanam, which ajnanam is caused for samsara. Puriyirudho? This is our story. It is our story. As long as we are in ajnana, it is our story. May you destroy tat hanam. Means, may you destroy that ignorance. Which ignorance? Which ignorance keeps you as ignorant? Which ignorance is the cause of samsara? Which samsara chakram is having raga, dvesha, punya, papa, karma, priya, apriya, because of deha sambandha? All are because of deha abhimana. Deha abhimana is because of ignorance. Ignorance is the main cause of samsara. Therefore, destroy ajnanam. Ajnanam can be removed by what? Jnanam. Simple. Therefore, come to Jnana Kanda. Who says? Veda says. Veda says, you have to destroy your samsara cause ajnanam. Samsara cause ajnanam. So, ajnanam is the nimittam. Samsara is naimittikam. Ajnanam is the karanam. Samsara is the karyam. Ajnana abhave samsara abhavaha. Nimitta abhave naimittika abhavaha. You have to plan. New year plan, life plan. This is called life plan. Tat hanam ishyate. Required. Ishyate means this destruction of ignorance is required. It is desirable. You have to desire first. This is called athato brahma jignasa. Brahma jnanam you have to acquire. It is desirable desire. Okay, worthy desire, desirable desire. All other desires are undesirable. That which you should not desire. This is desirable desire. Okay. Therefore, brahma vidya ataha. Ataha brahma vidya arabdha. Therefore, you have to start brahma vidya. Now you see the connection. Brahma sutra padichana maadhiri irukku illaya? As we are studying brahma sutra. Ataha, therefore, since you have to destroy the ignorance which is the cause of samsara, you have to attain brahma jnanam. Brahma vidya means brahman teaching. Teaching about Brahman, you have to enter. Brahma vidya means you have to study about Brahman. Ataha, therefore, you start arabdha. Then what happens? What is the phalam? Tataha, because of Brahman inquiry. Inquiry into Brahman, because of Sravana Manana Nididhyasanam, you will attain nisreyasam bhavet. You will get moksha. You enter into that paramapada swargavasal. Moksha, you will enter. Sreyasam means nisreyasam means moksha. Mokshaha bhavet. Tataha means thereafter. After doing sravana mananam, for a length of time, you will attain moksha. Next shloka, number 6. Vidyaiva jnanaha nayam na karma pratikulatah na jnanasya prahanehi. Ragadveshakshayo bhavet. Upanishadic statements and Smriti all are talking the same thing. We have to recollect. Jnane natu tadajnanam esham nashita matmanaha. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, only through jnanam you can destroy ajnanam. light alone can destroy the darkness. Darkness cannot destroy the darkness. Light alone can destroy. So therefore, one has to destroy ignorance through knowledge. Some people quote that Bhagavad Gita shloka, karmanaiva hi samsiddhim asthita janakadayah. All the Janaka, Maharaja, etc., etc., Rajas, they were all attained moksha through karman. For that, Shastra says, through karma means after doing karma, they have attained Kanjana Yogyata, then Guru Prapti, Shastra Prapti, then only they attained moksha. You have to interpret like that. Don't say karmana eva. That is why Svetashvatara Upanishad says, if at all it is possible without knowledge, if you want to attain that Brahman, moksha, without knowledge, one condition. Yada charmavad akasham veshta ishyanti manavaha, tasa devam avijnaya dukkhasyanto bhavishyati. Can you roll that whole akasha like a mat? Yada charmavat akasham, like a mat you have to roll that whole akasha. Can you do that? If you do that, tatha devam avijnaya, without knowing that Brahman, dukkha syantam, your dukkha will end, no doubt, if you are able to do that. You can't do that. Therefore, without knowledge, you cannot get moksha. You cannot come out of samsara. That is the Upanishadic statement. Like that, so many Upanishads says, nanya panthayanaya vidyate, also Upanishadic statement only. Karma is born out of ignorance. Karma is the effect. This is the logic here. Karma is the effect. Karma is born out of ignorance, isn't it? How karma can destroy karma caused ignorance? Karma is born out of ignorance. Now I want to destroy my ignorance. However much any amount of karma, can it have a capacity or caliber to destroy the ignorance? Effect cannot destroy its cause. Cause is ajnanam. Because of ajnanam, karma has come. The karma, which is the effect, can it have a capacity to destroy the ignorance? Asalu which karma is born out of ignorance, how can it destroy? Pratikulata, he says in this sloka, karma apratikulataha na vidya eva jnana hanaya samartha bhavati. First you have to take vidya eva ajnana hanaya samartha bhavati. You have to split properly. Vidya eva ajnana hanaya. Vidya means Brahma vidya. Knowledge of Brahman, that Brahma jnanam alone, ajnana hanaya, for the destruction of ignorance. Ajnana hana means destruction of ignorance. You have to supply samartha bhavati. Jnanam, vidya means jnanam you can take. Brahma jnanam alone is capable of destroying that Brahma ajnanam. Brahma ajnanam alone is the cause for samsara. Therefore, samartha bhavati. Full stop. Na karma. Karma cannot have that capacity. Karma na samartha bhavati. Karma is incapable. Karma is not capable of doing that job of destruction. What destruction? Ajnana nasha. That karma cannot do. Why na? Karma is not opposed to the ignorance. Apratikulataha. Pratikulataha means opposed. Apratikulataha means not opposed. Karma is not opposed to ajnanam. How to understand? Light is opposed to darkness. That means wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. That is called opposed. If it is there, yat sattve yat sattvam, yadabhave yadabhavaha, prakasha sattve andhakara nashaha bhavati. Prakasha sattve andhakara nashaha. That must be opposed. Jnanam and ajnanam both are opposite. Jnanam and ajnanam. Isn't it? Jnanam means knowledge. Ajnanam means ignorance. So knowledge and ignorance both are opposite. Diagonally opposite. So jnanam alone can destroy ajnanam. Clear? Now karma is because of ajnanam. We are doing karma, it is born out of ajnanam. Therefore karma is not opposed to ajnanam. How karma can destroy ajnanam? Apratikulataha karma na samartha bhavati. Since it is not opposite to ajnanam, karma we are doing because of ajnanam only. How such karma can destroy ajnanam? You have to think a lot here. Because people are talking, hey, go on doing punya karma continuously, you will get moksha one day. Why to go to Vedanta class? Go to pilgrimage, go to temples and do abhishekam, rituals and all, and you get punyam, 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 and become puff with punyam, lot of punyam. Papa will go away. Once Papa goes, karma, punya, punya, punya increases. And you are landing where? Mokshaha. Acharya struggle so much to say any amount of karma. Na bhuktam kshiyate karma. Janma koti shatairapi. Go on doing karma, karma, karma. It will never destroy your ajnanam because the karma baby born out of the father. Ajnanam. Ajnanam or avidya, from that only karma comes. Can this karma destroy ajnanam? From where it is born? That is why asamarthaha, apratikulaha, na pratikulaha. It is not prati karma pratikula hante karma. It is not opposed to ajnanam. Therefore, karma cannot destroy ajnanam. Therefore, you have to come to jnanam. Therefore, here no karma. See, in Vedanta classes, no activities, only jnanam, jnanam, jnanam. That is why it is called Jnana Yajnaha. Swamini, koncham, adi pannalama, idi pannalama, pannadella podum. So whatever you have done, it is enough. Then what? Continue the class. Otherwise, you don't destroy your samsara. Which samsara is because of ajnanam. You cannot destroy your ajnanam without jnanam. Raga dvesha kshaya bhave, karma doshodbhavam dhruvam, tasma nishreya sarthaya vidyaivatra vidhiyate. Na karmana na prajayadhanena. Na karmana, any amount of karma. That is why reduce all rituals. Reduce, okay, don't stop totally. Reduce. Very difficult, people don't want to reduce. One student, her husband is complaining, Swamini, you have to tell her. She is taking food at 4 o'clock. Why? Because she wants to chant this stotram, that stotram, all puja, mantras, everything. By that time, becomes 4 o'clock. And she is taking food 4 o'clock. Now she is already ill. So she is telling, see Swamini, if I don't do all these pujas and rituals, how Bhagavan can bless me? So I have to do, between both of them there is a tug of war. She wants to do. In spite of that, pain, body pain, so much of pain is there, but she is continuing. Without sleeping, she is doing rituals. And husband is coming and telling, Swamini, you tell her. If you say, only she will listen what to say. And she was attending my classes for a long time. Nothing has entered. But she was listening for a length of time. That means the karma is so powerful, it drags the person and continues in ajnana. How long you can continue like that? He says, raga dvesha kshaya abhave. As long as you are not destroying your raga dvesha. Kshaya means destruction. Abhave means without. There is an absence of the destruction of raga dvesha. Suppose you have not destroyed your attachment or aversion. Let me continue my raga and dvesha. Let me have attachment. Why you are so annoyed of my attachment? If I have attachment towards my family, towards my property, towards my body, why you are so jealous of that? Let me have attachment towards my grandson. Let me have attachment towards my property, all these things. As long as you have raga dvesha, karma dosha udbhavam dhruvam. You will continue in the chakra of that karma again. Udbhavam, karma will born again because of that raga dvesha. Dhruvam, definite. Therefore, tasmat nisreyasarthaya, for the sake of moksha, nisreyasam, for the sake of moksha, vidya eva atra vidhiyate. Vidya means brahma jnanam alone is prescribed. Vidhiyate means enjoined or prescribed by Shastra. Veda Antabhaga. You listen Veda Antabhaga. People listen only Veda Purva. They want to do something. Doing enna nanna pidiko. Chumma ukkaradu enna. So something must make noise, no? Some noise you have to do. People are interested in doing something, not knowing. Shastra says, enough of doing, come for knowing. People to know, they have to use their intellect, subtle intellect. So, thinking people are very less. Only gross-minded people are more, they are in majority. So therefore people are all going towards that only. So, knowing is important. Doing is only for some time. Okay, doing all your family duties, all other rituals, do. But your raga dvesha will continue. You are nourishing your raga dvesha in doing. Because you have to nourish your kartrutvam. I am karta, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. So raga dvesha will continue. Because of raga dvesha, again karma dosha is there. You do some karma or other, which is born out of raga dvesha, it is a dosha. Which karma is born out of raga dvesha is a dosha. It is a defective. Why you are going on and on towards that karma? So that raga dvesha keeps you all the time restless, uneasy. Something or other, some emptiness inside. Therefore, come to knowing. Enough of doing, come for knowing. This is called knowing. Purva bhaga of Veda is talking about doing. Okay, that is called karma. Veda anta bhaga talking about knowing, about knowledge. Knowledge is very, very important. Action and knowledge. Enter into action, mature, grow gracefully, okay. gracefully come out of it and mature in knowledge also. Mature in knowledge means what? Get full knowledge. Which knowledge destroy? Ignorance. Which ignorance is the cause for? Samsara. Which samsara keeps you in? Sorrow. Shoka. So shoka is because of ragadvesha. Ragadvesha because of ajnanam. Ajnanam you have to destroy. Therefore we enter into Veda Anta Bhaga. Brahma Vidya. Now why we have to study Shastra? See, this is the beginning. How he is giving introduction. Beautiful introduction. Why I am studying Upadesa Sahasri? First I should know. These two, three slokas, you must have thorough understanding. Just like that, studying won't help. I am coming to Upadesa Sahasri to attain self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is for the purpose of destroying my ignorance. Ignorance I want to destroy because this ignorance is the cause for samsara. Samsara is nothing but karma, deha sambandha, priya apriya, raga dvesha, again karma, again janma, samsara chakram. Dukkhamayam, dukkha misritam, atrupti, bandha. I don't want. Therefore, come to the next class.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.